streets of Calgary for the fifth time in 2 weeks, demanding an end to the massacres in the Gaza Strip, shows that the outrage is growing to Israeli war crimes. And this outpouring of opposition is from coast to coast. Last week, 12,000 in Montreal, 10,000 in Toronto, candlelight vigils, teach-ins, leafleting at the universities and technical schools and in the community, explaining the truth behind the situation in Gaza. This outcry against the crimes being committed in Gaza and against the Palestinian people shows our common cause with the heroic Palestinian people and the defense of their sovereign, the defense of their sovereign rights of the Palestinian nations and the right to return to their homeland. Our defense of human rights and international law propels us to put forward the demands to end the occupation of Gaza now. Stating that Canada must demand an immediate UN investigation into Israeli war crimes. Yes. This petition was written after the world was horrified and outraged that as an escalation of their war crimes already, that the UN had actually, that the Israeli military had actually targeted a UN school, and that they had been informed ahead of time that this was a refuge for the people. Since then, they've attacked UN convoys, they forced people into buildings and shot them, and their crimes cannot continue. And again, I say that Canada must demand a UN investigation into Israeli war crimes. To the human rights declarations and international law passed by international bodies, including the UN, and they're obligated to act to bring an end to these war crimes and these crimes against humanity. What the Israelis are doing is illegal, repugnant, and against all the principles established internationally in the period following the Second World War. As we all know, they're destroying the infrastructure in Gaza, and they're doing this systematically. And human rights organizations are condemning them all over the world. And we know that their heinous crime is a form of collective punishment. The Israelis claim that their aggression is being carried out as a means of self-defense. But it is no more self-defense than the pretext that George Bush used when he invaded Iraq, claiming that there were weapons of mass destruction. Last Friday, in front of Harper's constituency office, there was a sign, and I see that sign here today, and that sign says self-defense. In essence, it's a sign that says crimes are that it's not self-defense, it's funded crime against the people. And that,